It's time for Comic Review Weekly, produced by Jackrabbit Studios in association with GravyBoy.com. Now here's your host, Andy Slott.
Hello there, comic book fans. Welcome to episode 30 of Comic Review Weekly, the podcast where you get the lowdown on comic books, hosted by me, Andy Slaughter. Comic Review Weekly is brought to you by the creative minds of Jackrabbit Studios, home of Gravy Boy, the comic for folks who like a little hero and their heroes. Check it out at www.gravyboy.com. It's great to have you here. It's my goal to get you to try out a few new titles that you may not have otherwise considered, or possibly to save you a few dollars by helping you avoid a really bad comic book. Today, we're going to look at a couple of titles from Boom Studios. One is an ongoing superhero spoof called Hero Squared, and another is a thriller mystery book with a hint of the supernatural called Talent. First off, it's Hero Squared number 1, another Keith Giffen and J.M. DeMattier collaboration with artwork by Joe Abraham and coloring by Ron Riley. So, what's it about? Some of you listeners may recall a while back when we reviewed the two-part miniseries Planetary Brigade. Well, this is a sequel of sorts to that, as well as a previous series also titled Hero Squared. Doesn't exactly sound accessible from the outset, but Giffen and DeMattier provide some background info for new readers in the opening pages of this first issue. The book opens with one of the main characters, Milo Stone, an average young slacker with a 5 o'clock shadow, talking to his longtime friend Blaine. It's mostly expository dialogue with humor thrown in. Milo has recently been visited by his counterpart, his double, from another universe. Only through various choices and circumstances, this double is a superhero named Captain Valor. The reason Captain Valor is in Milo's world, a world without superheroes, by the way, is that his longtime nemesis, Calignus, has destroyed their native home and made her way here, to Milo's world. Interestingly enough, Calignus' counterpart in our world just happens to be Steffi, Milo's girlfriend. Well, that in itself is an interesting premise, but to complicate things, Calignus has already succeeded in kidnapping Milo and Stephanie, but seducing Milo into sleeping with her. As Milo recounts this trepid tale to his friend, Captain Valor bursts into his room, furious at his counterpart. Valor coerces Milo into telling his girlfriend the truth about his recent actions, but what he does not know is that at that very moment, Steffi is chatting with Calignus over some coffee. I found the conversation between the two women rather interesting. At this point, Steffi doesn't know about Milo and Calignus yet. Calignus comes across as more than a typical supervillainous, because I think, I'm not 100% positive, but I think that she and Captain Valor were romantically involved at one point. The reader is also led to believe that Captain Valor is gay. Anyway, Milo finally gets what's coming to him, and the reader is left wondering what to make of this twisted dynamic of other-dimensional doppelgangers and their affections. All in all, not a bad read. However, Hero Squared does come across as rather talky. It's more like a soap opera spoof than anything else, with Giffen and DeMattier working their usual charm. If that's what you are in the mood for, then have at it. So far, this is better than the discordant clash of styles that was Planetary Brigade. Still, to this reviewer, it felt like a path that had already been trodden. And trodden recently with Defenders, Can't Believe It's Not Justice League, and series like that. I'm not sure if there is enough of a hook here to get readers into paying an extra $4 for this either. But that aside, the artwork and coloring job is lovely, as it is in many of the Boom Studios books. Joe Abraham has a great grasp of how to make Milo and Captain Valor seem like twins, but also completely different at the same time. I give Hero Squared 3 out of 5 stars. Next, another title from Boom Studios is Talent. Issue 1 is written by Christopher Golden and Tom Snagowski, with art by Paul Azaceta and coloring by Ron Riley. Talent is a creepy, taut story that revolves around Nicholas Dane, a college professor who survives a plane crash in the ocean and somehow lived even after being trapped underwater for 16 hours. A rescue team finds him and takes him to a hospital, and it's the big news story of the week. Dane has no idea how or why he survived the crash, only that he has new abilities and faint memories of the people who died on the plane. Dane's new memories prompt him to contact the loved ones of the others who perished on the plane and give them some comfort. We also learn that he is in danger from a person or group of persons who know more about him than he knows about himself at this point. One of these people is the menacing David Krause, who is closely allied with politicians and someone he refers to as Your Grace. Luckily, Dane's new abilities are there to help him. Someone speaks to him through a television broadcast and alerts him that his orderly is not actually an orderly. As this fake orderly rushes to inject Dane with something, his fighting instincts kick in thanks to the memories of a boxer. He barely escapes, confused and weak, and at the last panel, Dane makes it to the home of a personal friend. Pretty intense beginning. The mood, the pace, everything puts the reader in a sense of danger as the clueless professor tries to make heads or tails of his situation. The dialogue is fresh and natural given the circumstances. We aren't really given any clues into the personality or character of the professor himself at this point, but I believe that the premise itself kind of makes up for that. The artwork has a, I hate to use this word, gritty, dynamic yet stable feeling. It captures the true-to-life setting, yet conveys the thread supernatural forces that move the plot along. However, I can see how Paul Azaceta's style may not be everyone's cup of tea. It has a unique edge to it that will make it stand out a little from your typical thriller-slash-suspense comics. In my opinion, however, it perfectly suits the book. Stark, like a bitter drink amongst a shelf of sugary sodas, I give Talent 4 out of 5 stars. Well, everybody, that is all for this week. Thank you again for listening to Comic Review Weekly. You can email me your comments and suggestions at andy@gravyboy.com. I would love to hear from you. I am always open to broadening my horizons and checking out new books, so if you have anything in mind that you would like to hear about on the show, please let me know. Also, we now have an online map that shows where the listeners of the show live. Don't worry, it's not too specific. I doubt anyone will be stalking you, but it's just a neat way for us to get an idea of where our listeners hail from. If you want to put yourself on the map, stop by this website, www.frappr.com/comicreviewweekly, one word. Join us next Monday for another new episode of Comic Review Weekly at www.gravyboy.com/crw. I'm Andy Slaughter, wishing you a fulfilling comic book reading experience.